For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You are the reason your family is alive. And now they've woken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare. I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
What's up, yo? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com, and finally back. Yes, it is Sunday, July 16th, alongside of me. From way over there. Kristen, according to Kristen.com, Kristen, it feels good to finally talk the season finale of the Originals.
I know.
Now, people,
it's been a while.
People that are out there, this episode aired, what, June 23rd? I think it was on the CW. Yeah, I think that's what it was. That's how, it's almost like a month ago, right? Pretty much a month
almost.
Ago. I have been ready this entire time. Kristen
you
has held
us. You are such a liar.
All right, people. I'm not going to lie. My Skype was screwed up. Yes. Skype was screwed up. But I finally became Mr. Robot or iRobot or I don't know, whichever one. Either way, and I think I fixed it. So I called up Kristen. We got it going. I was like, come on, quick. Let's do it. She was like, what are we talking about again? I forgot. I was like,
that's a lie.
So here we are. The Feast of All Sinners. I've got like 2.5 pages, but it's just quick little notes. Going through this right now, because I watched it, like, fast-forwarding it through all the parts and writing all my favorite parts, I forgot how good this season finale was. Probably my favorite of the entire series.
Yes. And I have to say, like, I know you had trouble with Skype and everything,
yeah.
But I did say a few times, I don't want to record it without you.
That is true.
Like, I could have done it, but I'm like, I wanted to talk to you about this because this episode was so good.
Yeah, because I was like, well, send me your notes. And she's like, oh, and she sent it to me. She's like, I really wanted to be on the phone with you. But yes, this episode was just so good. Like, and I was just kind of going through in the beginning, and then I got to the middle ending. I was like, oh, so good. Okay, so let me look at my notes here. Some of the stuff. How did you feel about Elijah and Haley? I mean, Elijah and Haley try to talk in the beginning. And she's like, I'm talking to you right now. You got to go save my daughter. And then they finally talk again. How did you feel about the breakup? I know Tess out there and some people out there were pissed how it went
that
down.
That is an understatement.
So what did you think? Honestly.
I don't know what to think because I trust the writers. So I just go with.
Okay.
With what they're doing.
How did you, as a watcher, don't analyze it, because I know that the last recap was, right? Didn't we kind of like, we got in this tangent of talking about the writers and trusting and everything else. But as, get that out of your mind, as while you were watching that part, how are your feelings feeling inside of Kristen?
I mean, I like the idea of them together.
Uh-huh.
So it sucks to see them kind of break it apart.
Right.
But I think sometimes you have to go through this to get to a better place.
I think, you know what? I would have to agree on that little line you just said right there. I mean, I loved it. Watching it again, I realized I was like, they were doomed from the get-go. And it,
not only that, though, they did say they love each other.
No,
so
no,
you
no.
know that there's something there.
I have where did I write it? I know I have it somewhere on here. I have it. I think it was like the best breakup on television. I mean, it was done the way that I was watching. I was like, this was done really classy. Like, they both understood. They both loved each other, but they knew what was best. And they were grown up about it. I think even though Haley was, I wanted a karate chopper.
Yeah, she was being a little bit of a biatch.
Yeah, but I think the way they did it, it was just like, I love you too. Okay, we got to go. I mean, it's,
yeah.
And I think, I didn't even think about it, but what you just said there, I think you got to get to this moment. And it's almost like hit rock bottom in a relationship. And then out of the ashes, Harry Potter, Phoenix. You like that? You like that? But you know what? Then out of the ashes, more, it's stronger, you know, and everything else. So I don't know. I, watching again for the second time, I thought it was done really, really well.
I agree.
I like that breakup. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I like seeing them together because they whoop ass, but you know, I think it was done. I don't think these two are done on the series.
I don't think so either. And I think that's what some of the fans, because I still see stuff every day.
Oh, really?
People talking about this. And I'm like, you got to give them a chance to, like, bring that back. Like, give them a chance. There's still another season.
Yeah, I think we're fine, people. I think we're fine.
I think so, too.
I definitely have here in my notes that I liked it when they caught all those witches on fire. Oh, when Marcel blows the little dust in Hope's face.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sophia stabs, which I cannot stand, that other witch guy. But that whole catching the witches on fire, I was like, yeah. And it just shows you a little bit right there that, that Elijah does have that little darker side in him there. But, that was dope. Let me see here. What did you think about moment, number two for me, Klaus and Marcel meet in the cemetery and dude, he drops the bomb, says, I failed you.
Oh my God. When I sent you the email with my notes because you were going to do this without me,
right.
I was like, I couldn't go through another goodbye on this episode. Like, I felt like it was the end of the show.
I agree. I totally agree. It felt like a really done well series finale. Mm-hmm. I liked this. This felt like finale, but if I had to compare like the Vampire Diaries goodbye to this, I'm still confused with the Vampire Diaries. I don't know who died. I don't know who lived. I don't know who. I don't know what's going on over there. But this one here was, it felt like if this would have been a finale, I would have been like, duh, thank you for the ride. This was awesome.
Uh-huh.
But yes, that, I mean, there was a lot of goodbye. It almost felt like either a goodbye for the show or like everyone was going to die.
Yeah. I mean, it's not how I want the show to end,
right.
But I'm like, after watching it, I was just like, oh my God. Like, I don't really cry at episodes, but this one actually made me like tear up.
Oh, I got teary. I'm not gonna lie. I'm in touch with my phantom side. Oh yeah.
Yeah. That conversation with Klaus and Marcel. I was like, I wish Marcel would have said something, but I think he was just like in shock that he was actually saying what he was saying.
Uh-huh. No, I think that part there, I got teary eyed. The part where Hope is sleeping and Klaus talks to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when Haley tells
him. And then she wakes up calling him.
Oh, teary eyed. let's see what else. Another moment here. That moment with Klaus and Elijah. And he tells him, you know, let me go.
Yeah.
When the time comes, I was like, and I got teary-eyed there, too. That was so good.
I know.
And then probably the best. Well, yeah, I mean, I tweeted you when I sent a picture of you when Rebecca and Marcel. Finally. But I think probably my favorite. I don't know about you. My favorite. Let me ask you first. What was your favorite moment of the entire episode?
Oh God!
You had to pick one. You have to pick one. Go.
Oh my God! I can't.
Oh my God! You're such a puss.
I can't. My brain is gonna explode.
For me,
I could give you top two.
No, I want one.
I can't.
Yes, you can. The two. It's impossible. Which one do you like better?
I don't know.
Okay, you suck. Elijah and Marcel meet, and then they talk, and then Vincent shows up, and then all of a sudden Marcel starts wiping Elijah's memories.
Was going to be one of my top two.
See, that was my favorite part. Seeing all the flashbacks.
Yeah.
Just that part there. And then the music. I mean,
and even what he was saying to Marcel, like you could tell he really does feel bad about the things that he's done.
And I think Marcel knew too.
Yeah.
I think Marcel, that was just. So let me ask you a question though, because this happens. And then, you know, at the end of this, Klaus sees him playing the piano. They kind of nod at each other, but then he, you know, Klaus guy, okay, you're doing what I asked you, but has no clue that Marcel wiped him, you know, rebooted his system. He still knows they're a family. He's just not attached, right?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? They're not.
I don't think Elijah recognized him.
See, I was trying to forget that. I was trying because when I was listening to Marcel, it was like, you know, forgetting the pain and the you know, all for one and da da da. I was wondering if he was just kind of like almost taking away his humanity, but more like his not his humanity,
but like the bad side.
Yeah, and so it's like, I'm not gonna be running after you guys. You know, if y'all need me, I'm here. Family, I don't know. It just, but then there was a part of me. It was like, did he wipe his mind clean? Like, you don't have family.
And that's what I got out of it.
See, I don't know. Fans out there, explain it to at least to me, because I'm half on the fence. I really thought he just wiped the love for the family, meaning like the, you know, the devotion, mm-hmm. uncontrollable devotion of being there for Klaus, and then all the bad parts that, you know, and all the stuff that he's committed, because mm-hmm. he looked more peaceful. But then I was like, yeah, I still don't know. I'm watching it again right now. It's like, okay, because the look on the piano seemed like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I could see it the way you're saying it also, that he recognized him as his brother, but he just didn't have that always and forever, like, right. attachment to him.
Like, hey, what's up? You know, I don't know. Fans out there, let us know. Tess, I know you're listening. Put your knowledge down. But that, I think that was my favorite part of the entire episode.
It's funny because when they showed him playing the piano, my first thought was, oh my God, he's not wearing a suit.
Oh, he wasn't. That's right, huh? Mm-hmm. I like him better in suits. Let's see here. And I think close to this, that was my favorite. But if I had like a, that was like number one. But if I had like a 1.5, Marcel shows up. Was it New York? Was that where they're mm-hmm. at?
Yep.
And kind of sees Rebecca. And then she's like in mid-sentence, and then Marcel puts on the Mac Daddy's vibes. Mm-hmm. So glad they're together.
Me too.
So happy. So
and
happy.
I wonder if they're going to have parts. I mean, I don't think they film on location. I think it's all done in Atlanta. But I wonder if they're going to do more of like them being in New York
like
next season.
Like in different, I don't know.
Because that would be cool.
That would be cool. But I have no clue. No clue at all. I'm wondering.
And what about Freya? Freya was about to become a vampire.
Ah, she needs to stay a witch. She needs to stay a witch.
Yes.
Like a vampire, she would have been.
To stay a witch.
She would have been no good. No. I think she needs to stay. I'm glad Cole showed up. I was a little worried that he wasn't.
I was too. But then I'm like, I was thinking to myself, like, Hope. They talk about Hope like she's this, like the most powerful witch in the world and whatever. And I'm like, she's going to find a way to like stop it.
Because oh, she
you
will.
Can't really have the Michelsons not be in each other's lives. Right. So I'm like, oh my God, she's going to find a way. But then they did it. And I was like, what just happened?
No. I think this is, I could see this. This is happening. And then, you know, we got room for everybody doing their own thing. And then mm-hmm. meanwhile, Freya is going to be trying, you know, what's Freya's girlfriend's name?
Keelan.
She's gonna be like, come yes. on, girl, let's go on vacation. She's like, I can't leave my watchtower. I've got to figure. She's gonna figure it out. And then with Hope, but you know, Hope's at Hogwarts school, so that's not gonna happen. But I'm so glad they're together. Cole looks like he's getting engaged with Davina.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be awesome. I'm glad that Davina is happy without me. Not really. so that was good to see them together. Happy. Cole was finally happy. And then Hope, they show, what, Mystic Falls and Alaric and yep. the little witches, which I think I saw Tess. I don't know if I saw her during this episode, but I know that she's not a fan of the whole little witches school.
Mm-mm.
Tess, why not? But yeah, this.
Well, I think Tess needs, like, the background story. Like, she didn't watch The Vampire Diaries.
Oh, that's right.
So
she did
doesn't
not
know
watch
the whole.
Yes, Tess, now that the originals, yes, the originals are down right now, so go watch Vampire Diaries. And I know you're probably going to hate Elena like I did, and the whole, I can't figure out who I need to choose, I love it, but watch the Vampire Diaries, and everything will come together.
Yes.
And then, what else? I think that's it. That's all in my notes.
I think so, but I have a question for you. Because I think on, see, I don't know if some of the fans that I see, I think it's Tess like retweeting people, but some of the things that come up on my newsfeed, people are like, oh my God, they wiped Elijah's memory clean. But on the Vampire Diaries, they can undo that.
Yeah, they can.
So I'm like, people are freaking out that, oh my God, Elijah doesn't recognize Klaus and he forgot everything. But I'm like, they can compel him to remember.
They
do that all the time.
And they made it very clear in this episode, because I noticed it when Vincent goes, Marcel, you haven't even tapped into the powers that you possess.
Mm-hmm.
So we're fine.
Yes.
We're fine. I'm totally happy. And I'm totally like, they got this. It's all good. And I thought this was a great series finale. Well, not series, but season finale. Good stuff. Teary-eyed. Yeah. I was emotional. I was angry. I was everything, man. It was such a really good episode.
You know, I've been seeing, because San Diego Comic-Con is coming up.
Yes.
This week, right?
Yeah, this week.
And a lot of people are saying that the originals didn't get like a... I don't know. I've never been there, so I don't really know how it works. But I guess what they do every year, mm-hmm. that they have like their own little, I don't know, what
panel?
Is it?
A panel?
Like, I guess.
Well, I mean, because
they said that they're not getting that. So,
I mean, well, they're maybe they're not.
That they're going to announce the show's ending.
I mean, I don't know if they're going to do that. I think it would be already out by now. I mean, what, are they just going to end it like this?
No, because they already got approved for the fifth season.
Right.
But that's only like 13 episodes, I think they said. Okay. So it's like they don't know if it's going to end after the fifth season.
Who knows? And who cares? Just
I do. I don't want it to end.
Just enjoy the finale. Hey, all things got to come, except if you're Supernatural, you don't come to an end. Supernatural's kicking ass.
Seriously.
Everywhere. They just don't. They just keep going. I think they're just going to keep going season after season after season. But but no, I think everything. I mean, I haven't heard. I don't know if they're having a panel. I don't know if they're having a booth. I don't know if they're having, because that's what they usually. I used to MC. It was so much fun back in the day when the Twilight days were around, and they would fly me out there, and I would get on the microphone, and I would entertain the crowd as we were making T-shirts and everything else. And so I got to walk around. But yeah, those panels are nuts. And I would always see the Vampire Diaries was huge back in those days. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I haven't heard anything. I know, Amy and the girls from Variety Radio Online are going to, Brancy's going too.
Yeah.
So they're going to be out there. So, yeah, I guess we'll see what happens, but I'm not in it. If we get one more season of the originals, so be it. I mean, it's, you know, it can't go on forever. People look at Game of Thrones. It starts tonight. Season 7. We got what? Six to eight episodes. I can't remember. Then we got another season, then it's done.
Mm-hmm.
See?
I know.
So, hey, that's what you got.
Honestly, if I was the writers, I would be like, you know what? Forget this, because the shit that they're getting online is ridiculous.
I know, but you know what? That's what happened. You know what? I would think writers, directors, producers, all that stuff, they
are used to it.
It comes with the territory.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. I mean, if I was one of those, you know, good writers, producers, directors, I'd be like, okay. You know, when we kill this person, all hell's going to break loose. Oh, we're not going to write it the way that they want it. But I just it's like an amusement ride. You just get in there and you go.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a fun ride. Sometimes it's not.
Exactly.
So that is it. We did it.
Woo! Yes.
Finally, Kristen, you got your shit together. Yay.
What?
So that is it for us. Do you have an idea when the next season is supposed to be starting? Next year?
Well, I know it's going to be mid-season again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, which sucked, but before the new year. No, it's going to be next year, right?
I think so. When did this season start?
I don't know.
What month are we in?
You're supposed to know this. It's July. It's not going to come back in like October.
No, I think it started in March or April.
So next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything and I haven't looked. I figure you were on, you had it together.
I'm sorry. I've been writing papers like you wouldn't believe. So
no one wants to hear any of that stuff. All right. So, all right. According to Kristen.com, that's your blog.
Yes.
Everything is there if you want to get about your other stuff.
Well, it's on my contact page, but I'm on Twitter and Instagram at @ThisIsKristen_ and Facebook at @AccordingToKristen.
Sweet. And for me, my Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all that good stuff's on my blog, iWatchMike.com. On the top, you'll see a little thing that says podcasts. You can click on that, and you can find this podcast plus other podcasts that we do on iTunes or Audio Boom. What else? I think that's it, right? And then shout out.
Well, wait. What? Real quick. Yeah. Daniel Gillies, who plays Elijah, he's doing a campaign on represent.com. He's out in, I don't know, Uganda? Whoa. I don't know. Oh, my God. Don't kill me if that's wrong. But go to represent.com/Daniel Gillies. He has, like, a shirt campaign.
Oh.
That's supporting this thing that he's doing, which is really cool. So
just go there because you're probably butchering it up like crazy.
Probably.
So what's the link again?
It's represent.com/Daniel Gillies.
There it is.
Yeah. All
right. So that's it, right? Yes. Coolio. What else was I saying? Oh, yeah. And shout outs to Variety Radio Online. They share our show on there. So why don't you check that out. And I know they're going to be at Comic-Con. Brancy and all the girls, Amy and all them. So make sure you check out Variety Radio Online on Facebook. I'm sure they're going to be putting tweets out, the VRO. I think they're going to be doing stuff out there. I have no clue because once they get into that Comic-Con mode, I stay away from them. It's like they're on their period times 10.
Oh, my God.
Just saying. I'm just saying. You see how I threw that in their blood because the vampires get it? Ah, double whammy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I think we're done, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You're such an embarrassment.
You are the reason your family is alive. And now they're broken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare. I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.